Hey, and welcome to my very first podcast. I am super excited to start this new adventure. My name is Becky. I have been happily married for almost 12 years to my wonderful husband, Dan, and we have 9-year-old twins, a 5-year-old and a 4-year-old. So life is busy, but this has just been on my heart to start something new, to try something new. And really, this is kind of the culmination of what is happening in my life right now and just discovering myself, because recently, my youngest started school, so I am now at home by myself, and it was a hard transition for me. I went from being a stay-at-home mom. I work from home, so that wasn't an adjustment to be made there, but I was always, dividing my time between work and mom and wife and all of the roles that we all play. And I really just thought this was a great way to get out there and connect with other moms, because I've really been on this journey of like being happy and overcoming things. I am a big believer in gratitude, and I also love to take risks. I've been self-employed my whole life, my whole like adult working life. And so that was something that, I didn't really feel like it would be an adjustment, because I had always been in control of my time and my hours and that sort of thing. But then when everyone left, it was, not that they left. I mean, they're still all here in the morning and after school and all night and on weekends, but having that time by myself, and I've just been doing a lot of self-discovery, and I really just want to be able to help empower other men and women. I do obviously will connect with moms more, but if you're a man and you're listening to this, and maybe you stay at home too, or not. But I just wanted to put this out there and just start growing myself and doing something that I'm fearful of. And being able to hit that record button just gives you the, the push to start talking. And so I called the podcast Not Just a Mom, because we are all everything as well as being a mom. So I am a sister, I'm a daughter, I'm a mother, I'm a wife. And something that's really important to me too is being a wife first, because I do realize that I wouldn't be a mom without my husband. So he is pretty important in the whole scheme of things. So that is something that I am really passionate about. I'm also really passionate about leaving the world better than I found it. I love being able to uplift people and, just put a smile on their face and, just empower others to kind of go after what they want and do the things that they're afraid to do, like starting a podcast. So, for now, I think it'll just be stuff that I know about, but if you're listening to this, then I welcome your feedback or your suggestions about things that I can talk about or people you'd maybe like to hear from in other walks of life. But I just know that it can be lonely sometimes being at home, and we try our best to get out there and do the things that fill us up. And I just want to know what you guys are doing to fill yourself up or, get out there and chase happiness, because I just really feel like at the end of the day, that's what's going to be important in your life, is being happy. And so today I'm talking about the new empty nest. So when I used to think of empty nesters, I would think of, you know, people whose kids have left for school. And, you know, I noticed more and more that there is that age of people who are, you know, their kids are staying at home longer because they're, you know, maybe kept pursuing post-secondary education, or, you know, haven't found a job, or maybe can't afford to get into the housing market, or any of those reasons that the kids are at home. But then when they do finally leave and you have an empty nest, so it is just you and your husband. And I found the new empty nest for me is my kids are gone. And that is, like I said, that's an adjustment that I've had to make. And it hasn't always been easy, because as a mom, you know, you lose yourself. So if you have kids at home right now, then you know they are a gigantic part, if not the biggest part, of your entire day. And then once they're gone, you know, all the things that you had to squeeze in anywhere else or try and fit in, or, you know, that sort of thing, it's all irrelevant now, because you have this whole day to do, you know, whatever it is that you need to do. So, dealing with that, I found that I did a lot of reading, a lot of listening to other podcasts and that sort of thing. And it just, you know, as much as a lot of them inspired me or, you know, motivated me, there just wasn't any that I could really connect with, in terms of what I was going through. So I'm just hoping to share my journey, with you guys, and, you know, we'll see how it goes. I'm going to try and get out a new episode every week or so, maybe more if the inspiration hits. But, for now, that's it. I'm not just a mom, and I want to share with everyone, you know, who I am and what I'm doing, and just bring more joy to the world. So I appreciate you guys listening to this, and if you'd like to subscribe, I would love that. And please give me your suggestions on what you would like to hear more of, because I would love to connect further with all of you. So I hope you guys have an amazing day. And remember, you are not just a mom.